Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parsha Shemos, Sefer Shemos, Shavivim, Tavshin Pe Gimel, Ernst Shemin, Schusim, First Shemin, Bechad, Esat, Yilas, Aretz, Poro, Etam, Ashchaim, and Esther, Chaim, and Oyael, Mordechai, Yaakov, Yudah, Ben Rivka, Vaso, Shechoy, so. First idea comes to us from the Igor Dekalo, from the Bnei Yisachar, whose yard site is this week. The Eilish Shemos, Bnei Yisrael, Abon, Mitzrayim, and these are the names, Chai Yisrael, are coming to Mitzrayim. Says the Bnei Yisachar, it's a beautiful idea. He says, you know, the Medrash tells us that there are some Jews are able to learn Torah, and some Jews are not able to learn Torah. But every Jew is able to say Tehillim. Shekvar yiftiach Hashem yisparach David ha-melech ha-shalom ha-shayayah kriyas mizmorei Tehillim chashav lefenav yisparach shemal ki'ilu osik benegam va'olos. Medrash Shachar Tov tells us an incredible lesson. Some people are able to learn Torah, and some people are not. But everyone's able to say Tehillim. Says B'nai Yisrael, based on this Medrash, look at the words. Eilish Shemos B'nai Yisrael ha-boy mitzrayim ha-es Yaakov ish. He says it's Sofi Tevos, Tehillim Tshuva. Right? The Eilish Shemos B'nai Yisrael, Habam Mitzrayim, Is Yaakov Ish. If you scramble those last letters, all those words together, Sofi Tevos, Tehillim Tshuva. Shebeschus Eilu Yigol, Yisrael Mikol HaGoyos. Because through the Koyach of Tehillim, a Jew will be able to leave their own Geula, leave their own Galus to come to Geula. And this is exactly what Rabbi Nachman tells us. In Torah Ayin Gimel, Mishiroitzu Liskos Tshuva, Yeroga B'amir Starim. Someone who wants to come to tshuva, they should be very careful to make sure that they're the one who said about Tehillim, because saying Tehillim brings a person to tshuva. Who's David HaMelech? David HaMelech was the ultimate Baal tshuva. He infused tshuva within Tehillim. And even though some people might not even know what the words mean, Rabbi Nachum tells us that Tehillim is ma'ayir tshuva, so much so that it brings a person to be able to daven. It brings a person to be able to be connected to the Bona Shem just by saying the words. The Eilish Shemos B'nai Yisrael B'nai Mitzrayim says the B'nai Yisrael Sovet Sofi Tevetz Tehillim Tshuva. The schus of saying Tehillim will be zogut to the ultimate Geula. And Nachman tells us that not only the ultimate Geula, but a personal Geula as well, to their own personal Tshuva. When a person says Tehillim, it brings a person to their individual Tshuva, Dinamatu. Dinamatu comes to us from the Berditchava, the Kedushas Levi, Aleph Hei, the Yosef Hayeb Mitzrayim. Yosef was in Mitzrayim. Okay, says the Kiddush Levi. We know that Yosef was in Mitzrayim. What's the Torah from that last week and the Parsha before and Parsha before? What's the Pasuk coming to try and to teach us now in Sefer Shemos? Well, he says the Kiddush Levi. We know the Medrash tells us. The Medrash tells us that three things Klal Yisrael didn't change, and that's what ultimately helped them their own Geula. They didn't change their names, they didn't change their language, they didn't change their clothes. Yosef got a different name, Safnas Paneach, but he didn't go by that name. Kilomash Shaloshina Shemo. Even though the king Paro called himself Panes, he didn't go by that. He went by Yosef. Yosef Hayyab Mitzrayim. So now we're starting the Sefer Shemos, the Sefer Geula, like the Ramban tells us. Sefer Geula, I want to tell you how to do it. By staying true to you are, by staying true to your name. I remember when my Shana Aleph, I gave a shir, by Libor Shlita from Shalvim, gives everyone a topic. I remember I think I got Parsha Shemos. I remember him quoting the Arizal. The Arizal says, you look at the word neshama, neshama is a soul. You look at the two middle letters of that word neshama, the pnimius of the word neshama is a shame. Because when a person understands their name, they understand their neshama, they understand their soul. That's when a person is naming a child, Rebbe, what should I name my child? He said, this is one of the only places you're going to give Ruch HaKodesh, you want to give it away? When you give someone a name, you're not just giving them a name. Being ma'or, they're shores ha-neshama, the root of their neshama. So my Rebbe, Rabbi Kamenetsky, Rabbi Weinberger is always very careful, but make sure to use the Hebrew names. Use your people Hebrew names, because then in your ma'or, that soul, your ma'or, you awaken that spark of divinity within every single Jew when you call someone by their Hebrew name. This is Yosef Hayyab in Mitzrayim. You want to know how he stays strong in Mitzrayim in America? You want to know how to stay strong in Galus in Mitzrayim? The Yosef, the going strong to our Yiddish names, the same calls to our Yiddishkeit. Incredible, Kiddushas Levi, idea number three. Dino Nafri comes to us from the founder of the world of Alexander Chassidus. Ab Henech Alexander, Aleph Yubiz, the Kasher Ya'anu also Ken Yir Bebchen Yifrot. The more pain we got, the more we multiplied, the more we increased. Says the Rebbe of Alexander, a very beautiful lesson. Zel Liman Labos Hashem Esbekel Chosha Adaman Ma'anom Yigas Atzma. The more a person beats down their guf, Ken Yir Bebchen Yifrot. The more a person puts down the guf, then the Hashem is able to shine. The more you put down your guf, When a person makes sure to put their neshama first, and you'll be able to, how do you put your neshama first? By not giving into every taiva, not giving into every little thing. Gashmas, then you're able to let the neshama, because at the end of the day, something's going to block. There's got to be, the light wants to shine through. When a person decides, I'm going to be strong, and I'm not going to give into the goof now the neshama is able to creep a little wider. There's the door of the neshama is able to open up a little wider. Kishayan also, when you put down the goof for a second, the neshama is going to burst out so bright. Okay, so from Rav Itcher Meyer on Shabbos Kodesh. My good friend Yisrael Shmuel, the same shirt Shlita got me, Baruch Hashem, Rav Itcher Meyer on Shabbos. It's so hard to get. He says, how does a person get ready for Shabbos? Le'eskadish. He after iku hu alsei tov dehainu l'sabbos l'schachos chanu l'shabbos. A person has to be mevakeh Shabbos. Nikol Malchum, tzorach gam sumerah. You also have to get rid of the sumerah. You have to make sure you don't have those klipas and taivas. You have to make sure that the neshama is able to shine. Choshe odem mechus b'klipas rachman atzam. A person is filled with taiva and yitzaros all around them. The neshama so ina yichol l'agish barah aruchni. The neshama is not able to feel the neshama shal Shabbos. The neshama is not able to feel kedusha. But when a person prepares themselves with holiness, with holy thoughts and holy sounds and holies in the world, then they'll be able to get in. They'll be able to get the light of Shabbos, the light of Torah, the light of Tefillah, they'll be able to get in. The Hasikus or Shabbos is Mitzvah Yichud Hashem, Tzach Lefi Madrig also. Lifrosh Ma'at Me'at Tavis Oskash Ma'at Yisr. A little bit at a time, Rabbi Shemar says. And then once you did a little bit at a time, a little bit with the great Iskabros, the great Yigiyah, then you, a little bit at a time, you'll feel Kodesh Baruch, you'll feel the light of Shabbos, the light of Torah, the light of Mitzvah, the light of Yigiyah. Shayano, so you blow, you put a little bit of the goof down. Neshama says the Rebbe Alexander could shine. Mr. Richard Meyer says it applies to Shabbos and anything holy in our life as well. Deen number four. Deen number four comes to us from Rav Soloveitchik. I saw quoted in one of the Sfarim, Alf Chof Alef. Yehi Kira Masiyam Aldus Alokim Ayaz Dehem Batim. Mealdus Shifrim Pua, Miriam and Yocheved, they feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they didn't kill the children of Klal Yisrael, so they didn't kill the sons, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them Batim. Rashi and Spatas of Chazal. What does it mean? Batim, batik kuhuna umachus. They were zochet to the batik kuhuna umachus, right? Aaron Akarin and Moshe Rabbeinu. Says we know the Gemara in Sota tells us on 9b that des testament aleph, Kadosh Baruch Hu always pays back mida keneg mida. So how is this mida keneg mida that they didn't throw the children in, and now they were zochet to have children to be leaders in kohanim? What's the mida keneg mida there? Says Rav Soloveitchik very simply, if they would have thrown the Jewish boys in the river, who would those Jewish girls married? They would have married the Egyptians. Shahel halacha goy shenasa basis a holy Yehudi ki holchem acharim. Bram ha'pagim lekuhuna leyuchas. They wouldn't be able to be, but they wouldn't be able to be bale kuhuna, right? They would, even if their mothers were it goes by the mother, they'll be Jewish, but they won't be kohanim. Again, kohanim leviim malachim lo hayichon liyisba'am Yisrael. There would be no kohanim, no leviim, and no malachim in Klal Yisrael. But because of their mysterious nefesh, to continue the children of Kaiser, specifically the sons, specifically the ones who Paro said can't have, then they were zochet to have kuhuna levi machas mida kineged mida. Because the dafka, if they didn't do that, all the Jewish girls would have intermarried. There would have been no kohanim, there would have been no levim, no malachim, no kings. At the end of the day, their bonus sham dafka was so specific, and that's what it's all about. And I thought we could connect this idea. In the Baal Shem Tov, we always say da malam alamimcha. Mishnah tells us the Perek Beis Mishnah Af. Know what's above you? A watchful eye, a listening ear. Everything's written down. Says Baal Shem Tov, Da Mala Mala. What happens above in the upper world? Mimcha comes from you. The way you act down here, it's the way the Rebbeinu Shalom is to act with you. Like Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, if you're forgiving, the Rebbeinu Shalom will be forgiving. It says it. So the Baal Shem Tov, Da Mala Mala Mimcha. Whatever comes to you, the Rebbeinu Shalom does it. And that's exactly what the Rav Soloveitchik is saying here, because they had a mysterious nefesh specifically to keep the children going, to keep the lineage of the Kohanim, Levim, and Malachim going. Then that's right, there is Zohar to Batim, specifically Midah to Midah, measure for measure, the Rebbeinu Shalom is in act. But it starts with that. With that, the ball is in our court. We have to understand it, grab it, and take advantage of it. Adin number five. Adin number five is my wife's favorite divrei Torah. We have to say it. Beizvav, of Tiftach Vatiris Hayelid. Right, Batya goes down, the Gemara tells us, and so does she went down to get rid of all of Avodah Zarah. She opens the basket, and she sees the Yelid, Vini Nar Bocha. Rashi picks up in this part, it says Yelid, and then it says Nar. Why the change of Yelid to Nar? Because at the end of the day, the baby had a little bit of a different voice. Kolo Kinar, the voice of the it didn't match. Maisa, the voice of the baby didn't match. Says the Haley Baal Tum, no, the Yelid refers to Moshe, but the Nar Bocha was referring to Aaron HaKohen. How does he know that, says the Baal Tum? The Gematria of Nar Bocha is exactly the Gematria of Aaron HaKohen. And the Sarim teach us. What's another Raya for this? Because what did she say? She said, this child must be from the children of the Hebrews. Aaron HaKohen, the Sarim tells us, sorry, Batya saw, there's a Jew crying, The Jew crying for his brother, that must be a Jew, because the way a Jew cries is not the way that a non-Jew cries. Not saying that the baby was a Jew, but to see that the achdus, the emotion that they have for one another, the achdus, the family, the connection that every Jew has to every family, no matter religious, not religious, it's an incredible thing. It's a family, and that's exactly what the Alter Rebbe said. And someone asked him, "What's more important, loving Hashem or loving your fellow brother?" And he said, "First, it's equal." He said, "No, loving your brother." Because when you're loving what your brother and sister, you're loving what your beloved one loves. Like the Pasuk of Malachi. He says that, says in Sama Gedoshim, it's Aaron HaKohen. But how does she get it? It must be from the Hebrews? It must be from the Jews? No. Because she heard the cry for a family member is a Jewish cry. Because it's mamash you. If they're in pain, I'm in pain. If they're in joy, I'm in joy. I love that idea from the Baal term. I think my wife and the Sama Gedoshim. Let's review these five ideas. He started off saying from the Yigahala, but then he tells us the Ishwas Ben Israel Abim Mitzrayim. He says, Dafka is so, what the Medrash tells us. The Medrash tells us what? The Medrash tells us that a person, some people can learn, some people can't learn. But the Medrash tells us some people can be able to learn, to say, everyone can say Tehillim. If you look at the words, Ve'elah Shemos Ben Israel Abim Mitzrayim, if you actually take the Sefer to the last letters, Ve'elah, hey, Shemos Tuf, Ben Yud, Israel, La Melabon, Mitzrayim, Isi, Akub, Ish, Sefer Tivas Tehillim Lechuva. So Menachem tells us, Misha wrote to this Chutzshuva, Idem Yer Tehillim. But the more you say the book of Tehillim, Tehillim is filled with Davar Melech, then it's filled with Tshuva. A person lives their life above the world, and it brings a person to their own personal redemption, just like it'll bring to the ultimate Gula. A beautiful idea from B'nai Soskar and Rabbi Nachman. Idea number two, the Kiddushas Levi. Go say, Hayyab in Mitzrayim. Duh, we know he was in Mitzrayim. So why are you telling me again? No, it says the Medrash tells us three things that Chai Yisrael didn't change their Zohar to the Gula, they didn't change their names, they didn't change their language, they didn't change their clothes. Daf Yosef, he didn't change himself to Spanef. He stayed strong to his root, to his Neshama. And that's what the reason it says Neshama is the middle letters of Shem, because you know the core essence of your soul. Especially when a person has a child, as Hashem's back for all Chai Yisrael, and everyone who needs to be able to have children, should be Zohar, as Hashem's back for the Shemaya, that the Kedusha, Parsha Shemos, the Shef Shemos, to have children. Shemos is the Neshama, says that that's your essence, it's your being. The Chiddush Rim says, don't give away your Ruch HaKodesh. You have to know your name, you have to know your divinity, you know who you are. The third year, Rabbi Hedech Alexander, you put your guf down, you win the battle against the Yitzhahara. Then the Neshama is able to be bright. That's what Richard Marsh says. Part of being an Asay Tov group is also being contrary, that the Klippah is able to stay away. The more a person gets away from the Yitzhahara, more of the light of Shabbos, the light of Torah, to be able to creep in. The fourth idea is sent from the Rav. Well, if I asked the Hambatim, once Gemara and Sotah tells us that was Midah Kedeng Midah, it was Pasha, because if they killed all the Jewish boys, they would have to marry Mitzrim, they'd have to marry non-Jews, there'd be no Kohanim, no Levim, and no Malachim. Now they had the mysterious Nefesh, they kept the Jewish boys in the Zohar to have Kohanim, Levim, and Malachim, and kings in Klal Yisrael. There was Zohar to have Vaisam Babata, but they couldn't about the Malachas. Whatever goes above happens from you. The way we act with our fellow brothers and sisters, mimcha. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have shefa to us. We have to be shefa to others. We want the Baruch Hu to be kind to us. We have to be kind to others, compassionate, considerate, and forgiving. The Maran Rosh Hashanah, beautiful idea from the Rav and the Baal Shem. The fifth and final idea, the Helig of Baal Torah, the Beis Vav, Patiftach Vatariah Zalevi, and Nar Boicha. Rashi said Kol Kanar is a different type of different type of voice. The Baal Shem says no. Yell is refers to Moshe. You need Nar Boicha. That was Aaron HaKohen, because the Machi and Nar Boicha is Zeh Aaron HaKohen. It's what they call it. It's one off. Says the Sarmak Doshim uses this Baal term. How did she know that it was a Jewish? Because she saw if that's a Jewish baby, that kid and the reeds must be Jewish, because the way a Jewish family cries for each other, they care for each other, like the Alter Rebbe said, what's more important, Avas Hashem or Avas Yisrael? He says, loving Jews, when you love your Jew, you love what your loved one was. It's one family, it's one mishpacha. That's why the Rizal says, brought down the halacha, Magen Avram tells us, the person is supposed to take upon the submitsa Ahad HaChemach before davening, because when you're showing a Kodesh Baruch, you care for his family, you're ultimately showing love for him. We should, as we take these first few minutes of Shavim, to throw ourselves into Tehillim a little bit more, to throw ourselves into Teshuvah a little bit more, to remember our names, to remember the root of who we are, to remember the divinity, the divine spark that each and every one of us has, to win the battle of the Yitzhahara, to let the Yitzhahara over the light of the Neshama shine through, to remember the Messiah Snevesh. Our actions have tremendous consequences. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous Shefa, but we have to be able to earn it, to take the first step, and finally to understand we're one Mishpacha. When one's in pain, we're all in pain. When one's in joy, we're all in joy. Shkoch.